John 21. I want to read one verse there today. John 21 and 1. The Bible said, after these things, Jesus showed Himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise showed He Himself. Verse 12. Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask Him, who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed Himself to His disciples after that He was risen from the dead. You may be seated this morning. Thank you for standing and honoring the reading of the Word of God. Father, we love You. It's been a difficult week in the lives of many people in our church. Lord, I pray for Crystal's family this morning. God, I pray that You'd encourage her heart and that family. God, I want to pray that You'd touch us in the Word of God this morning. Lord, I sense Your presence so real in this place today, and I want to thank You. Thank You the way that You showed Yourself to others this week. Lord, I'm grateful for the opportunity that You've given me today. And I want to say thank You for saving me. Thanking You for calling me to do the greatest thing that a man could ever do. And that's preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Help us in our church. I pray that You'd bind every demon of hell that's coming against this ministry. I plead the blood of Your darling Son about this place and this word, this book. Help us. Would You reach into hearts of families? And Lord, if it'd be lost here today, I pray the Holy Ghost of God would shake them and help us in the preaching. Spirit of God, may You teach me to exalt the Lord Jesus and help me. For I'm a needy preacher this morning. In Christ's name I ask You. Amen. And amen. Did you notice in John 21 and verse 1, the Bible said, and there Jesus showed Himself again, not to the world, but to His disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. When Jesus had taken of the fish that the disciples had caught, He put them on a coal of fires and prepared. And He said, come and dine. Aren't you glad that Jesus is interested in the dinner table? Then He said these words. He said, this is the third time that Jesus used the same word, showed Himself to His disciples. I don't get things quickly, but when I get them, I've got them. I'm glad I've got a God that will show me what I need to see. I've never done real good on instruction. I remember Megan and Macy, we got a swing set, and I opened that up, and all of those nuts and bolts and that one little piece of paper. I don't do good reading, but I love it when somebody can show me something. And Jesus come by and showed Himself to His disciples. Now, the Bible said that He had showed Himself three times since His resurrection. Let's look in John 20 after His resurrection, and let's look at the first time we find Mary weeping at the tomb. We find it in John 20 and 11. And I want to say Jesus showed Himself, first of all, the first time to present Himself. I'm glad He will show up down at the grave. The Bible said that Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down, remember that, and looked into the sepulchre. She seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. They say unto her, "Woman, why weepest thou?" Seems like she got the angels' attention. The angels were not used to seeing people weeping, but here Mary's weeping, and the angels looked into what she was doing. "Why weepest thou?" She saith unto them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid Him." And when she had thus said, she turned herself back, still stooping, and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus said unto her, "Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" She supposing Him to have been the gardener, and said unto Him, "Sir, if thou hast borne Him hence, tell me where thou hast laid Him, and I will take Him away." And Jesus saith unto her, "Mary." She turned herself unto Him and said, "Rabboni," or "Master." Jesus showed Himself to present Himself. Jesus said unto her, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father." But here's a great Bible word, "But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Now the first time that Jesus appeared to anybody after that He was risen from the dead was Mary. And I want to drive this point home. He came to Mary to present Himself. You see, you'll notice that He came to present Himself to those that have tears. Mary was weeping. I'm glad we have a God that can feel what we're feeling. Jesus brought it upon Himself. There's many places that our Lord could have went that day, but He chose to go back to an empty tomb, to a woman that had a broken heart. I'm glad Jesus is interested in our tears this morning. Now, we cry because the tomb is full. She was crying because it was empty. We cry at the grave side. And I want to say it's very natural. Thank God He's given us a pressure cooker inside that boils over with tears or we'd explode. Jesus showed Himself, presented Himself to a woman with tears. She and you and me, we cry because the grave is full. But she was crying because it was empty. She thought a lot of her Lord. I want to say that Jesus showed Himself at this empty tomb to those that had tears. Jesus Himself knew what it was to weep at a tomb. For Lazarus had died, and Jesus wept. Aren't you glad we've got a God that knows what's going on in us this morning? Matter of fact, if some of you would learn to shed some tears, your head wouldn't swell near as bad. Thank God for tears. Jesus presented Himself with those that had tears. Jesus presented Himself not only with those that had tears, but Jesus presented Himself with those that had trials. Now watch. Where have they laid Him? Where is He? Isn't it amazing many times when we think the Lord's not near, He's closer than He's ever been. When she said, "Where is Jesus?" He was standing there all alone. I'm glad I ain't got to go by myself to the graveyard. Glory to God. You see, in our trials, many times we think Jesus is no place to be found, but He's closer than ever before. He stands closer than a brother this morning. In our situations, we can't find Him, but He's always by His children. Brother Jonathan and Miss Amy yesterday, little girl, Addison, she's a precious child. I walked in that funeral home this week, and I was reading what one of those writers said last night about this passage. He says, seems like in the hardest times we can't find Him, but yet He's the closest to us than He's ever been. He said, many times when little ones come and look at us through their eyes, we see Jesus looking. I looked at that little child. She looked at me, and you know what she did? She came over and put her arms around me. I'm glad we've got a God that will show Himself at the tomb. Now He came to present Himself. I sure am glad that you that are lost, I'm going to tell you, the Lord will present Himself to you and He'll knock on your heart. I'm glad you ain't got to find the Lord, but I'm glad the Spirit of God can find you this morning. He presents Himself. He presented Himself at tears. He presented Himself at trials, but He presented Himself at trouble. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, chapter 46, "For the Lord is a very present help in time of trouble." I'm glad they wasn't waving a flag and say, "Come over here, Lord." He said, "Mary." And she turned, supposing Him to have been a guard. Now watch this. I never seen this Bible truth till last night. I showed you to look. The Bible says she was stooping down. She didn't go in, but she was stooping down. When she looked in, you know what she saw? She saw two angels. I'm glad, honey, we can look in, but if she would have stepped in, she'd have found herself in camp with the angels of the Lord. I'm glad when the child of God passes, it's not over. For the Bible said that God sent the angels to Abraham and got Lazarus. Put them in Lazarus. Listen, watch, she's stooping down. And Jesus said, "Mary," and she turned, and she saw the Lord standing. You know what the Lord did? I never seen this. She reached to touch Him And she said, Mary, touch me not, for I have not ascended to my Father. You know at the grave what He did to Mary? He had her to take her eyes out of the grave and start looking up toward glory. Can I tell you, for every child of God, the grave ain't the end of the story! You see, Lie found her stooping down. Be careful. If I can put any word in you this morning, you better hear what your country preacher's got to say. Be careful that you would say you know how you would react to situations. Lie found her stooping down. And Jesus gave her a word. Mary, the word still works this morning. You better thank God you've got some men of God around you that know something about the Word of God. Mary! And she quit stooping and started staring. Said, I've not yet ascended. Get your eyes, the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. I sure am glad this morning that I'm saved. You know, when you're saved, it affects how you live, and it affects where you go when you die. Jesus showed Himself again. He showed Himself at the empty tomb with Mary because He wanted to show to present Himself. But the second time the Lord showed Himself, look in John chapter number 20 and verse 19. You'll notice He not only came to present Himself, but He showed the second time to prove Himself. I'm glad we've got a God that you ain't got to prove Him. He proves Himself. See, our God's not a God you got to keep propped up on a shelf, nailed on a wall. We've got a God that proves Himself. Now watch what happens. The same day, that morning at the tomb, but this same day after He had appeared unto Mary, now I want you to remember this, all of His disciples had left Him. John had went home to take care of his mother. But far as we know by the gospel accounts, all of His disciples, when they put Him on that cross, and that crowd began hollering, crucify Him, I'm going to tell you what they done. They backed off. Jesus is so compassionate. When He told Mary, the first things He told her, He said, go tell my brethren. I'm glad when we back off Christ, He still loves us. I'm glad when we cool off with our big talk and big show, He still loves us. He said, go tell my brethren. That's a kindred word. You know what it means? It means brother, means family. I'm glad I've got a lot of brothers and sisters in Christ. And so here He came to prove Himself. Now, they're assembled. They're scared. And I'd be careful. I wouldn't throw rocks at them. They had the door locked because they was fearful of the Jews. Jews were wicked, mean people. You know, some of the most meanest people you'll ever meet this side of heaven is religious people. They're the kind of people you'll hear, well, I wouldn't have done that. My kids wouldn't do that. You'd hear them that make little of Scripture and preaching and worship. So they were in the upper room the same day, being the first day of the week. That's why we go to church on the first day of the week. No longer do you find them meeting the Sabbath, but the first day of the week. Sunday's the day to go to church. Forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but the more as you see the day approaching. So here the standard is set. They started going to church on Sunday. Now watch. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, for the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, what Brother Tim sung this morning, peace be unto you. Can I tell you, Jesus is the peace giver? There is no doubt God uses others to help us in affliction through trials of life. I'm convinced and I know that. But there's nobody like the peace giver. He can give you peace with yourself. He can give you peace with eternity. He can give you peace in everyday living. He's the peace giver. So Jesus appears. I want to ask you something. Have you got peace at what you're doing? For the Bible says the doors are shut, and the disciples assembled for fear of the Jews came. Jesus stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. Unto you. You can rest on the peace that Jesus gives you. Not over you, but under you. I'm glad I know where I'm standing this morning. Peace be unto you. Now, when he so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. He came to prove himself. Verse 19, he proved he was around. Jesus could. The door's locked. I'm glad Jesus can get into some places where the doors is locked. It proves that Jesus is around. Then, secondly, it proves that Jesus is alive. He's not dead. Jesus is alive. If Jesus had not risen from that tomb, we would have no hope this morning. We would be like those that are serving Buddha and Confucius and Muhammad, for now they are in the graveyard, dead, but not our Lord. He rose on the third day. Not only is He around, honey, He's very much alive. You say, how you know He's alive? Because He moves in my heart. They, some of you don't even know He's alive or around unless you're at church. I wonder if He ever around and alive in you through the week. Jesus came to prove Himself. You ever notice this? He proved Himself He was around, proved Himself He was alive, but He proved Himself He was aware. Now, watch this. Verse 24, watch what your Bible says. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. And the other disciples therefore said to Him, we've seen the Lord. But He said to them, except, now watch this now, Jesus, He don't think is there. He says, except I shall see in His hands the print of the nails, put my finger in the print of the nails, and I'll thrust my hand to His side, I'll not believe. And after 8 days, again, His disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. I want to say, Jesus proved Himself to be around. Jesus proved Himself to be alive. But Jesus proved Himself to be aware. Look what He said. He told Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, reach hither thy hand, thrust it in my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said to Him, my Lord and my God. That lets me know Jesus was listening. You might not think Jesus is here, but He's listening. He told him verbatim. That's what Thomas said. Jesus repeated it back to him 8 days later. I'm glad Jesus is listening. Thirdly, and I'm done. Jesus showed Himself to His disciples. He showed Himself at Mary at the empty tomb to present Himself. He showed those disciples in those upper room experiences to prove Himself. But He found a group fishing in John 21 to provide Himself. I'm glad Jesus provides. Look what they're doing. Real quickly, watch what you're doing. We're going to get a song. I want you to listen to the Lord this morning. Please listen to your preacher. Just 5 more minutes, I'll be done. Now, verse 3, Simon Peter said unto them, I go fishing. They said to him, we're going with you. They went forth and entered a ship immediately that night. They caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, here's Jesus. He stood on the shore. But disciples knew not that it was Jesus. And He said to them, children, can He call you a child this morning? Children, have you any meat? And you know, we're never going to get help with the Lord till we get honest. No. You can try to help people all your life, but until they get honest with their self, they're not going to get no help. No. And so I want to say this, that Jesus provides. Jesus investigates. In verse 4, we find Him standing on the shore. He's looking in what they're... Aren't you glad Jesus is investigating or interested in what you're doing? Verse 5, Jesus inquires. He asks them a question. Has Jesus ever asked you a question? I'm glad He inquires in what we're doing. Ken, what you doing? Hey, Ken, what you thinking? I've noticed this. I better not listen to my flesh talk. It'll get me in a lot of trouble. But I'm glad this morning that He investigates, He inquires. But in verse 6, you see, He came to provide Himself. He instructs. He said, I tell you what y'all do. He said, cast the net on the right side and you shall find. He didn't change where there's fishing. Jesus won't change where we're living. Many times Jesus don't change. Many times I wanted the Lord to help me in my situation. God, get me out of this. But most of the time He ain't never got me out of where I was. He just taught me how to get through it. He instructs. He said, if y'all would cast the net on the right side, you'd find. Now, I'm glad Jesus is interested. He came to provide. Let me tell you, when you go home and eat lunch today, I'm going to tell you why you're eating, because Jesus has provided. You got them clothes on your back this morning. It's not because you've been successful. You might have worked hard and you might have applied things, but you remember, honey, at the end of the day, Jesus is the provider. Jesus inquires. Jesus instructs. Verse 6, Jesus invests. Jesus has invested a lot in what we do. You know what He done? He called, I like what Brother Boatner used to say, Jesus called the fish, called recess, and called them out of school. Get in the net. You don't think He invests? Brother Mikey has invested a lot in you. Mom and Daddy's, He's invested a lot in you. Look at the children you're raising. You think they get this environment where they go to school? You think they get it at the ball field? Jesus invests. But have you ever noticed what happens in this story? This is an amazing thing what just happens right here. Peter girded his fish's coat about him and he jumped in the sea and he started going toward the Lord. Now you'll notice here the men that was fishing could not draw the net because it's so heavy. Not only do you find this passage lastly that Jesus invests, but Jesus gives the increase. Now look what he says in verse 10. Jesus said to them, "Bring the fish which you've now caught." And Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. For all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Now you'll notice this, that those men, they were about 200 cubits dragging the net with fishes. And as soon as they were come to land, they saw, Jesus said, "Bring the fish which you now caught." Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. What you thought there, preacher? You see, when Peter dove out and went to Jesus' feet, Miss Simley, I want you to come. Brother Tim, I want you to sing that same song. So I want you to sing it with Emily this morning. Peace. Simon Peter at the feet of Christ could do what the others could not do. He drew that net to Christ full of great fish. You know, me and you would be amazed what we could do at Jesus' feet. There were men, they could not drag that net. It was so full of fish. But when Peter got right and went overboard and got to Jesus, he grabbed that net and the Bible says, Peter brought that net to Jesus. I wonder what you could do for Jesus if you would simply see yourself. Could you imagine, Peter? I can relate to him so much. So much. Peter took him fishing. Listen to me. Listen to your preacher before we go home. Listen right here. You be careful. If somebody gets crazy, that you don't follow them in crazy. Because the Lord will let you follow somebody crazy. Peter supposed to stay put till he was endued from on high. But he said, "I go fishing." Be careful who you follow. Now, can you imagine Peter out there? Empty, nothing. And the Lord spoke to him. And John said, "Peter, it's the Lord, buddy. Peter, it's the Lord. I know what you can do and me and you can do. We can't do nothing, but I know this is the Lord." Does anybody know it's the Lord that's blessed you? Brother Mike, somebody called me last night, a preacher, and he said this. He said, "You know, a lot of folks say that they want to finish right. I want to say this morning. I want to finish better than I started. And I mean that with all my heart this morning. I scare me more than anybody scares me. I know what I can do by myself. Nothing. But a man has never yet to see what God can do at his feet because he and he alone provides." What you need this morning? The Lord's here. Many times in our hard situations we think, "Well, the Lord's not here." But all through this Bible, the most difficult of situations, the Lord was nearer then than He'd ever been. Brother Adam, I'm glad we've got a God that said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." As we sang this morning, would you come? Would you ask the Lord to help you with your life while we sing, Brother Tim?